Super crosstalk time. The SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic going on right now. A little super crosstalk with Sedano and Cappy. Guys, what's going on?
Hold on. We can't hear you. We need Sedano potted up over there, Ben.
Am I
there
on?
You go.
Yeah, there you are.
There you are.
You guys run out of material already? You broke at 35, they told me.
F it. I don't care.
I mean, between that and I heard Bergman was like the Doppler radar earlier. Like, hey, we only have so many minutes before it's going to rain.
He did say it was like 40 minutes till it was going to rain.
But the greatest thing was
that's what I heard. Mason, that's what my sources told me.
Mason, when the wind got up, ran like Kent Shocknick in the earthquake.
Oh, yeah, there's this gigantic tent blowing at me. I'm like, I'm getting out of here.
He was like George Costanza in that Seinfeld where there's a fire and he runs through the kids and through the old people and just so he can get out.
I'll tell you this. I love this weather right now.
It's great right now.
Yeah,
it's been too hot. Right now, what do you think is going to happen?
Beats the heat, man.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Well, you thought something was going to happen here this afternoon.
Oh, no.
Well, did anybody bring a jump rope?
Lindsay did.
Oh, good.
All right.
Yeah.
So do you have it now? Yeah, all right. So, Cap, the bet is I've invested money in you.
I know you have, and I really appreciate the way you bet.
You're the
on
only
me.
One.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I bet
no, John
you.
Ireland bets on me.
Yeah.
I've let him down many times.
Yeah, that's
I
what
I every time. I let him down in the
–
you
said that he thought you'd beat me in the push-up competition.
Right, I lost that
lost
bet.
That.
Yeah. And now I'm betting that he can do 100 uninterrupted jumps with
a
jump
rope. And it's not like third-grade jumps, mm-hmm. like legitimate, like pace
like
it.
Yeah, like
but the only
jump.
Thing is this. I just want to say something. George and I were inside here having a little – lunch.
Yes.
You know?
And
I
that marinated pork thing was delicious.
It was very good and it was a little spicy.
Yeah.
You said you just had the salad.
I did.
No, he had a little bit of mine too.
Oh, okay. But I had a little bit of his pork dish.
Yeah, it was a lot.
It was a lot. Okay.
And I'm sorry, Rabbi, I know you're listening right now. But the pork dish that George ordered inside, very tasty, but kind of spicy.
Yeah.
So now my stomach.
Oh. Are you already making excuses?
Oh, yeah, this is not good. My bet's not looking good now, Cap.
It's looking all right, but I just want to say that, like,
did you try to practice yesterday?
I did not practice at all.
Okay. All right, good. Now here we go. We've cleared an area out for you right over here.
Uh-huh. And what do you want me to do?
So here's the deal.
If you can do 100 uninterrupted jumps, I win what, Bergman, 10K?
10K.
Hold on. Can I have the – well, don't do it there, dude. You're going to kick somebody.
Yeah, no, you're right over there. He's got plenty of
room. Do we have the wireless mic?
Open.
Yeah, you can call from there, George.
Yeah, I know, but for
George,
him,
you're going to do play-by-play?
No, but I'm going to have
somebody's
the wireless mic for you. I'm going
to
just kind of hold it out there for you.
All right, so, Cap, make your way over to that area
I
there.
I think that this jump rope's a little long.
Lindsay's going to be our side.
No, that's long like is a, good.
That's what you want long.
You want long, yeah. You want more.
Why are they called jumping jacks? Jack LaLanne!
Really?
There you
all right,
go.
So, Cap, clear over where you got plenty of room over there.
Let's see if you can do like 10.
Walk like over where Lindsay is.
Before Ireland realizes how much of a mistake he made.
Go ahead.
You think I'm in trouble?
Oh, you're in trouble.
Okay. Well, I should have known.
By the way, I've
push-ups.
Got 10,000 mythical dollars
against.
On Cappy against,
yeah,
and then
now I get
Ireland
it.
Says he's going to do it. I've got
No.
John's got it on him. You've got it on.
All right, here we go.
Yeah,
ready,
exactly.
Cap?
You got it against him.
You want to try it?
Oh boy. He
Let's
looks...
give him. We'll give him an opportunity to do. You can do 3 warm-up jumps.
He looks a little lost.
So you can
lost,
learn the rope.
He?
Where's Carlo?
Did you break the rope?
I don't understand how this rope works.
He broke it already.
Did you break the rope?
If he broke the rope, the bet's off.
God.
Yeah, so, okay, so Lindsay's giving jump rope lessons. Okay, so she is teaching him the basics of jump roping.
This isn't good. Lindsay's having to explain how to use
the rope. But Lindsay's trying to get the length.
You know,
right? We want to give Cappy
You're supposed
a fair
to jump
shot.
Over it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I want to say one thing in advance, as I'm going to make many excuses
now,
before I start.
You're going to say that this rope is not up to snuff.
Not only that.
Not only that.
Not only that, George. Mm. But the rain and the wind plays a role.
God.
Plays a role.
Come on.
You're
not
come on, track,
it's not track
right,
and field.
Lindsay's
ready. Winated, you know?
Lindsay's...
If it's the right size for me, I don't need to adjust it. It's
right
for
right.
you.
She's shorter than
that. We'll give you 5 warm-up jumps. Go for it. Just 5, and then you can stop. Clearing out his area.
Yeah.
He's in the rain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You can keep going or you can stop. Okay, now here we go. See if you can do 100 in a row.
Wait,
no,
Lindsay's got a
break.
Lindsay's got a break.
That's a lot, isn't
it?
That's a lot.
You want to talk, Cap? I got
the
mic.
Here's the problem you're going to run into, John. It's not that he can't do the actual jump.
It's that he's going to get
gassed. He's going to get so exhausted.
Oh my God,
Cap! I'm counting
on
you.
I just did 5.
5.
You did it.
And
hey,
I'm completely out of breath.
You did a triathlon. Hey,
there's
zero chance he gets to 100.
Can I know? Being that you say there's a zero chance, can I negotiate?
You're gonna come down.
No, listen.
You're going to negotiate with Mason.
No. Can I negotiate Can I give him the five? If
no,
he does 95.
Absolutely not. He's going to go 100 in a row. That was
no
the
break,
point.
Cap.
I don't think right, we should be stringent with this.
Hold on. Can we get Dr. Clapper's
Dr. Clapper is here.
He's on site.
Come on, Cap.
Lindsay's coming over.
Yeah, I doubt that.
You're not getting mouth to mouth.
Yeah. What were your thoughts on how wind aided he is already after five, Dr. Clapper?
I need to have the crash cart just in case. Yeah,
okay, right. Got the crash cart.
No, you can do it, Cap.
Now, are you going to do the 100 now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Wait for our show to do it.
Well, wait a minute. It is your show.
It's 401.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah. It's 401. All right. And I have to go if he fails. So that's why we have to do it now.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. But you get the ratings for this. So here we go.
Yeah, ready.
Go for it. All right. Cappy!
Way to go, Cappy.
Oh, that was awesome.
Look at that.
10K!
Way to go, Cappy.
Wow!
So what about Ireland now?
10K. No, I don't have to go now.
Now let's do 50 push-ups.
He was going to go if
I was only going to go.
Now let's do 50 push-ups. Let's
go. I got my ticket.
Oh, now push-ups. Yeah.
I don't have to do his
Cap, that was awesome.
Or is he trying to do the...
We should have made him do the crisscross.
Yeah, the crisscross is hard.
I thought he'd do
50. Yeah, I believe
Cap. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was great work, Cap.
I believe Cap.
Easy 10K. Thank you, sir.
As they say in the radio business, drop the mic.
Well, look, and you redeemed yourself a little bit after last year's awful performance on the push-ups.
Yeah, last year...
Well, it wasn't awful. He did like 40. Wow.
He did 43.
And you did 50?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never been against you anymore. That was a mistake.
I get him something to drink.
Do you have oxygen,
doctor?
Got
any water?
That was awesome, Cap. Well done. God.
What do you think, George?
Not bad.
Zidane is both shocked and impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was excellent.
He's proud of me.
Yeah.
Let me feel your pulse.
Let me go.
Yeah. Get the pulse. Probably
not. Oh,
high.
Boy. But you know what? It's a regular pulse. It's not irregular.
Well, that's
so you're
good.
A healthy dude.
All right.
Perfect.
This is appropriate.
As opposed to last year, he said you weren't so healthy.
Right. Okay. This is appropriate heart rate. Good job.
If I didn't start the diet on Tuesday, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
Oh, you think so?
Okay.
You think the diet
so now, okay, now that we're feeling good about your achievement, we got to talk to you guys. You cannot finish last in the cover five.
Oh, John,
stop.
We've had the whole thing has been going on for 2 weeks. We've been on 2 days.
Right, but you're on today.
Right.
You're at three goals.
Right.
How far are they trailing?
Right, but you guys literally are offering people's things that
correct, prizes.
Like, come on.
You're
offering never thing is about winning Clippers. Thing is about winning prizes. Literally, you're winning $100 every week.
But,
that's the game.
George, I don't think you can
Lakers
catch
Clippers
us.
Clippers tickets. Yeah. Those things are worth hundreds of dollars.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yes,
we
right.
hit them where they live.
Because we were told by the powers that be that if we got to 2,500, we'd get a fancy dinner somewhere.
But you can, Cap and I have had plenty of fancy dinners with Craig Karmazin. You can have one. Go right ahead.
Yeah, we're going to.
No, we're just hopelessly competitive. We never thought you could beat us. But you can't lose to Travis Lee.
But we've only had 2 days, and we're like 10 behind them or 15 behind them.
I'm not
Travis
counting.
Travis Lee have 482, and you guys have 453.
Oh, right. But they've had 2 weeks.
Week too.
By the end of they weren't. Travis was on.
Slee was on.
Okay, but one of their hosts was on last week.
Right. Well, just pass
we were
guys,
both off.
Guys, pass them today.
Don't get so worked up. I'm trying to work down.
So
I'm trying
up.
To come, I'm trying to come down.
No,
here.
Go bleep yourself, Mason.
Don't get so worked up. I mean, I'm getting text messages. I'm just like, no big deal.
Wait, who are you getting text me? Oh, from Sedano.
From Sedano,
yeah. He's all worked up about it.
It's not a big deal.
But
the Cover 5 app is great. Download it. Use code
SK22.
SK22.
No, screw that. No SK. MI. That's all I want.
Oh,
MI.
Now
MI.
All right, we'll take it.
We'll take them.
Yeah. We'll take them.
Yeah, we'll
go
take
have dinner with Craig.
Okay, we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll see if that ever happens. But
it will happen.
Did I also hear you guys were giving away tickets? So like a Charger game?
No,
giving tickets.
Yeah,
Rams away.
Raiders.
They might as well. I heard they're going to give away the Grammy tickets for Monday, too.
We're giving away tickets to the opener for the Lakers versus the Clippers.
Charger, no, Rams Raiders tickets
on December 8th. The Ren, Mason's Ren Spooner, ugly Ren Spooner shirt, USC Ren Spooner shirt, or it, you can go for UCLA.
How do you win this stuff?
You just
sign up for the first
2,500. We did.
I mean, they have a lot of people listening. They've been on since Marconi invented radio.
Correct. So we cashed it in.
Wow.
But it would be embarrassing for you to lose to Travis.
I don't think anybody is keeping track.
I am.
Well, clearly.
I'm not keeping track.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who.
How about this?
Yeah. Sam.
If you go to the Cover 5 app and use the promo code SK22 and we pick your name out of the hat, Cappy will tattoo your name on his ass.
Cappy?
How about that?
Why would you do that?
You're going to do it?
Last place Mace.
Last place Mace.
Right there, right on my tuchus.
Sure. Yeah, don't put right my there. Name on your ass.
You don't want that?
No. No. I do not want that.
He says he's going to do that if he finishes last.
Only
in fantasy.
If I finish last.
And you know
in
who
fantasy.
His second pick in fantasy was this year?
Who was it?
Cam Akers.
Oh, good God.
Hold on, you're second.
Oh, my God.
Why would you pick him second?
Well, he was drafting first and 24th.
I was
24th.
Drafting first and 25th.
What did you pick first?
Cooper Kupp.
That's a good pick.
Yeah, Cooper Kupp's solid. And then I don't have a pick till 25.
There was not a better running back than Cam Akers?
I don't think so.
Well,
by the way, I did think Cam Akers was starting. I was surprised he didn't start. Darrell Henderson looks
awful.
Was
there a tight end available?
I'll look it up.
You need two running backs, three receivers.
Sure, but if you're Cam Akers, what you're getting at 21, you could get somebody else at 22.
You thought it was a good pick, or just because you wanted to root
for
him?
No, I thought it was a good pick.
Really?
I really thought I thought Cam Akers was going to start. I was surprised when Darrell Henderson was out there last night. Weren't you? I thought it was Cam Akers' year to take over the job.
I mean, the guy came off an Achilles injury way too fast.
You were there last night. I'm
looking, George, round two.
Yeah.
Mason's last pick was Cam Akers. So here, and then he took Ezekiel Elliott right after that.
Okay,
so
what was left still on the board?
So here's who he could have had.
Than Cam Akers.
Yeah, but I need a running back.
Mark Andrews, I needed Travis a running Kelce, back.
Oh, dude,
Brown.
Take one of those tight ends.
I needed a running back.
There's only five good tight ends.
We don't play tight end. We only play receiver. So tight end.
There's no
matter.
Tight end at all.
No,
so
no
here's some
end.
Of the running backs. Travis Etienne.
Travis Etienne
Reece
better than Cam.
I like Travis Etienne a lot.
Elijah Mitchell.
Yeah.
Reece David Hall is going to get the ball more than
Josh Jacobs.
Yeah, I don't like Josh Jacobs this year.
Not Josh Jacobs. But Breece Hall and Travis Etienne will both get the ball more than Cam Akers.
J.K. Dobbins.
We'll find out.
J.K. Dobbins.
After Darryl Henderson's performance.
He's the lead running back for the Baltimore Ravens.
Performance, I hope the Rams look at making a move.
But J.K. Dobbins is the most egregious. How did he last?
Miles Sanders, Rashad Penny could have run those.
All those guys are starters and getting the bulk of the carries.
What? Look, I
thought that was Akers.
I thought Cam Akers was going to be the
starter. My heart rate's coming down.
I thought there was no question he would be the starter.
By the way, how
in my mind, I was shocked when I saw Darrell Henderson.
Since Gurley's been gone, they've been running by committee.
But Cam Akers got onto a great role 2 years ago. I thought, now the post-Achilles, Cam Akers is going to establish himself. Cam Akers rattled off a few hundred-yard games at the end of last 2 years ago. What do you mean, no, come on? Cam Akers, nobody knew who was going to start last night,
but Cam
obviously.
Akers is not a guy I'm taking, like,
I'm big on 21st
Cam Akers. Overall.
I still think Cam Akers is going to pay off.
That is a... Matthew Berry would be ashamed of you.
Matthew Berry
he thought Mason seems better than my team.
He came on
this show
and said he thought my team was better than I.
Then Matthew Berry has already lost his edge since leaving ESPN.
Oh, no.
Hey, last night we were talking yesterday about the crowd and what our expectations were going to be for the crowd. What was the crowd, just the way you saw it?
50-50.
Gosh, really?
Yeah, it was 50-50.
Wow. Lindsay said that.
I was surrounded by Buffalo Bills.
Did you go?
Really? Now why were they so rude to you?
Yeah, I heard you almost got into a fight.
What did they do?
It's like it was a bunch of
the Bills fans were feeling their...
There was just a what?
A bunch of amateurs.
What do you mean amateurs?
It's like we're at our first football game. We're going to get absolutely hammered.
But that's what they do in Buffalo.
We're going to get in the faces of Rams. I had the worst close talker. I mean, guy got into my face.
Is this the 5% owner
said,
of the team?
How you like us now? No, that guy, the 5% owner guy, was liquored up, but he wasn't getting in my face.
Yeah.
No, and I said to the guy, I said, first of all, back off. Secondly, where do you keep your Lombardi trophies? Third, when's your flight back to Buffalo?
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
I thought, where do you keep your Lombardi
trophies? I've never had a run with a Niners fan, with any other fan, only a Bills fan.
What would have happened if he, wanted to step to you at that point, though? What happens then?
Juan would have kicked
his
ass.
If he would have tried me?
Tried to step to you. What do you mean get out of your face? I'll get in your face.
Well, he couldn't step any closer, but yes, I understand what you're saying. Yeah. He was right on top of me. I wouldn't have thrown down.
Yeah.
No,
we were too close to a railing.
Didn't you
be honest,
get Greg? Didn't you say Karate Kid comes out? New Karate Kid comes out.
Cobra Kai.
Mates, you do the fake Karate Kid. If the guy says he's going to step to you, you just go. Yeah,
crane exactly. Close.
Oh, you need a full crane.
And then make those noises like Mr. Miyagi used to make.
Have you? Yeah. Have you ever like? So this is the first time you've been in a stadium with the Bills fans.
Yes. No, I was there once before, but the Rams were so bad in 2016, it didn't really matter.
Yeah, they're pretty rambunctious.
But, like, 49ers fans are...
No.
They aren't bad.
Listen, people that come from snow, like, for 9 months out of the year,
yeah.
You grew up there. You like, that part of the country, that's way worse there.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's a different level of... They got to get drunk just to be able to stay warm at games.
They do. And honestly,
they have a very good team.
In the end, they were harmless. They're a great team. That's the best-looking team I've seen in the last couple of years. You know, there's no candy coat. And, I mean, the Rams got absolutely bullied last year.
Hey, Sonato, tell me if you agree with this parlay that I put together for college football tomorrow, okay?
Go ahead.
All right, first game, Alabama.
They're going to crush Texas.
I'm giving 18.5.
They're going to crush them.
Okay. USC, I'm giving 8.5 at Stanford.
I don't love that.
Do you think Stanford keeps it close?
I just don't know.
I don't know. I would. There's probably a bunch of other games on the board that I would look at.
Yeah, okay. Here's the one I feel the most nervous about. Hawaii. I'm taking the Rainbow Warriors at Michigan. I get 52 points.
I take Hawaii.
52 points.
Hawaii is really bad. They lost to Vanderbilt by like 40
points. But it's hard to lose by 52.
Dude, they lost by 40 to Vanderbilt at home.
But here's what will happen. They'll get up huge, Michigan.
Yep.
They'll play a whole bunch of other guys.
But their other guys are really good.
Probably so.
They're better than what Vanderbilt
and their fourth string guys are probably better than Hawaii's first string.
They'll backdoor cover that thing.
I don't think so.
No.
You don't think so?
I would take
Hawaii. Why pick on the fine people from Hawaii? Once you get up 35-0, call up the dogs.
I hope Timmy Chang brings them back to glory.
Timmy Chang!
Is he coaching them?
Your coach. Timmy Chang is their coach now?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Wow.
Yeah, that's why. I said
that's full circle.
Yeah, Timmy Chang is their coach.
Take Pitt to cover the 6 against Tennessee.
Oof. In SEC country?
No, it's at Pitt.
Oh, okay. Then
You were still there, I would take Pitt, but they don't have
you. If I knew you were going to line up for the game-winning field goal.
Keaton Slovis, that's right. Wasn't there a battle between two old
quarterbacks? Yeah, Keaton Slovis and JT Daniels.
And did Pitt win that game?
Pitt won.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah, I don't love the Hawaii, and I just don't know.
You're nervous about the USC.
I don't know what Stanford is, so historically they play USC close, but USC could blow the doors out. I just don't.
Stanford was, I think, like 4-8 last year.
They were bad.
It's not necessarily a great Stanford team. They played Colgate last week. Who knows? We played Rice. Who knows? I think USC. I thought Caleb Williams looks like the real deal.
I think that's one of those like sucker bets where it's like 8.5, and you're like, 8.5.
Well, so you know, I laid 10.5.
But yeah, I got a better number. I waited.
The number has been coming down.
You
so
took
I read it earlier 10 in the
and
week.
And a half?
Let me
yeah.
see what the
really?
Action Network says. Hold
yeah, I laid it. I laid 10.5 earlier in the week.
I think the Action Network's going to tell you it's down to about 8.
Game's
eight
at Stanford, isn't it?
Yeah, game's at Stanford. Yeah.
On the farm, as they say.
5:00 Saturday, tomorrow afternoon.
All right, by the way, still this will happen during your
show. Bama's up to 20 now. You got a good number.
Whoa.
Okay.
USC.
Yeah, Bama I'm not worried about. I think Bama blows Texas out.
Pitt is 6. Let me see. Where's USC? Hold on. I just got to put the Pac-12.
I just realized
the
last
network.
Four producers of the Mason and
Ireland
show
they're
all here.
Yeah,
look at
this. Where does Greg rank on them?
Well, Singer is there.
Yeah,
and then
Singer's
there was Amanda, who's right behind him.
Yeah.
What's up, Davey
and,
boy?
And then it was Greg, then it was Lindsay, and then it was back to Greg. Right. Rank those in order of preferred
Go ahead,
producer.
Mason.
Okay. I'll say Lindsay 1.
No.
You already screwed up.
No.
Amanda won.
Amanda won.
Yeah, I mean, you booted Lindsay off.
Lindsay
can't make
two.
A one.
Singer 3.
Singer 3.
Greg 4.
Greg's
5.
First tenure, 4. Greg's second tenure, 5.
Perfect. So here's the USC stare. It is 8.5.
I think that's a compliment.
But
I do too.
USC's getting the larger percentage of the bets, but Stanford's getting the larger percentage of the money, which means,
the sharps are on Stanford.
11 sharp moves on Stanford.
Do I have to have an account to do that? Or like, do I have to pay for that?
Yeah, like a yearly subscription.
How much?
I don't know. It's like $90 or something.
Oh, all right.
$89.
All right.
Well, guys, have a good show. I'm going to try to read this thing off Greg's phone.
What are you going
to
do?
Supercrosstalk. I'll stick around if you want me to. Supercrosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Back Monday at 1. Bergman, have fun at the Chargers game.
Yeah.
Go Raiders.
Bring home a victory, Bergman.
And coming up next for you is Shedano and Cappy Friday afternoon live from Black Gold Golf Club at the SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic, 710 ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Friday afternoon, Black Gold Golf Club. Yo, Belinda, you ready, boys?
We're ready.
Let's Shedano and Clap.
Did you just call him Clap?
He did.
Shedano, it's been a long day. Shedano and Cap. Let's get it rolling, your Friday Clapper. Afternoon. I can't hear it. Are we doing the da-da?
Yeah, we're here. Ready?
Ba-da-ba-da-ba. Be-ba-da-ba. Da-do-do-do. Ba-dum-boom-bum. Be-ba-da-ba. Ba-ba-da-ba.
I like that shirt you're wearing, that Masters shirt.
Thank you.
That's a nice flex.
It's like lavender, right?
I don't know, but I brought an extra
like
shirt. I figured I wouldn't be able to stop sweating after the jump rope, and I haven't been able to.
So today, what time
are we sweating?
Yeah.
You're like glistening.
What time's the jump rope activity?
He just did it. You missed it. He did it during the crosstalk.
Really?
Yeah.
They forced me.
John wanted to do it because
we'll
he wanted to be here.
So we already did the Bergman bit.
Yeah.
We already did the jump rope bit.
Yeah.
Do you guys have any material that we planned for this show, during the show?
Yeah, we do.
What are we going to do?
We haven't figured it out yet, but we got it.
Yeah, we got something. Maybe he's got something.
Did he complete the jump ropes?
He did 100.
You did 100?
Yeah.
And
easily.
More.
Easily, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He started doing tricks then after that.
The tricks then he screwed up. We should have made sure he did the tricks involved.
I can do more tricks. I've been following some jump rope influencers on TikTok, so I've learned.
Happy, I am sure. Proud of you.
You can
though.
Be on the new TikTok commercial.
Thank you, Laura. I'm glad you're proud of me.
I gave you an 85% chance of completing, and you kicked that in the butt. So, congrats.
Yeah, well, you were the only one that had real confidence in me. Thank you, Laura.
Well, and John Ireland, who bet on you.
That's true. 10,000 mythical dollars.
Right.
Nailed it.
Yeah. So, what's happened here? What's kind of fun and frivolity, Christopher, has happened while you were here?
Well, if you missed any of it, at ESPN Los Angeles began this morning. Our boss, the great Amanda Brown, and I hit up all the spots, all our great sponsors, from the Islands, Mai Tais, Islands restaurants. You ever had an Islands Mai Tai? Oh, it's beautiful.
Of course,
I think Amanda had a couple of them.
I'm in Maui when I have one.
Yes.
Amanda said it reminds her when she turned 21.
See, he watched the video.
Yep.
Yeah.
Her 21st birthday party.
I did not.
Yeah. Municipals here. Those are some of the pullovers you see from everybody. Cayman Jack, of course, the great folks at Coors Light. We did the shotgun, Travis and I, a couple times today. So it's been a fun day. Now, the weather has not been perfect. I mean, we're looking out over 18 right now. It's a little wet. The wind was blowing hard. But you know what? Look at all the smiling faces, Shedano.
Yeah.
They're smiling to see you today.
I mean, maybe.
No, they are. You always bring a party. You bring the funk. You bring the noise. You bring the energy.
Yeah. So did you win? Did you do anything? Did you golf?
I didn't golf. I had to work.
Oh, you didn't golf?
No, we're golfing. Tommy and I, shouts out to you.
Shouts out to you, Tommy.
We're golfing tomorrow morning. Yeah.
Dr. Clapper's here.
By the way, Dr. Clapper.
Hello. How are you? You won?
Yes.
Congratulations.
You won the tournament?
Dr. Clapper, get on a mic if you're going to.
I didn't know Dr. Clapper won the tournament.
We have a follow-up question for Dr. Clapper.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Of course, we do have a question for
the Weekend Warrior.
The audience wants to know. Weekend Warrior.
Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow, 7 a.m. So your friend Tony Danza called the show. And he was looking for you.
Can I tell you why?
Why? What happened to him? We want to know. We were concerned.
On Sunday, I'm going to be winning something called the Daytime Beauty Awards. Do you even know this exists?
Tell me about it.
It's like, I guess, soap operas. They have an Emmy contest. There's a category in medicine, and I've done surgery on so many people in the industry.
Oh, I thought you were like on General Hospital.
Somebody nominated me. Yeah. They called my office. You've been nominated. Okay, great. That's fine. Then they called my office. You won. I go, what did I win?
Yeah.
And Tony Danza and William Shatner are going to be presenting you this award on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
So this, I assume, was bubbling up. So why he called looking for me to tell me he's flying in from New York to give me this award.
Right.
Wow. That's wonderful. Now
I have no idea what. Of course, my wife is not coming to this because she thinks this is crazy, and she's right.
Yeah,
but it's really unbelievable.
Well, congratulations. So that solves the caper.
Yeah. Now, is there any chance, Doctor, that you could do us a personal favor?
Yes.
We still would like to chat with Tony.
He flew in to do this, so I will do my best.
Because you know he called us mother effers.
Well, I think he was looking for me.
By the way, we've got breaking news.
Oh, we do?
We do.
Apparently, Dr. Clapper, world-renowned surgeon, broke the trophy.
Yeah.
You broke the trophy?
I did. I got so excited because the fourth guy, Ed, there he is. He showed up. He was in the parking lot. He came back. My elbow hit it. Bang. It went on the floor. But thank you. One of my other...
You don't make those kind of mistakes in the
Oh, no, 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 no. But you know what?
You
Chris Morales, I could fix whatever.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Including your leg.
Well, I'm not there yet, but probably, you know.
You are what's known to everybody here. You're either pre-op or post-op.
Oh, I'm definitely pre-op.
Yeah, I'm pre-op right now.
Exactly.
I'm pre-op. I've got an issue right now going on. You know, last time we saw you, Doctor, I needed to be cleared for the softball game.
I remember.
I had a giant welt
and
on my
chin. Him.
And I cleared him, and we won the game, by the way.
And I'm telling you right now, there's still a bump.
Yeah, your hematoma calcified, that's why.
But since then, I've got another injury now.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. I got another. This is a true story.
Yeah, he's got a hernia.
No, not that. But I might. I mean, who knows? You never
might.
Know.
Yeah,
from right here on my arm, from the 2 inches below my elbow to 2 inches above my elbow, I don't know what's going on.
You have lateral epicondylitis.
Yes, that's what it is. I can't. Right.
Of course. How did you not remember?
When you lift up, fight me. Keep it up. Does that hurt?
No, it's more like when I go to grip things.
Yeah. You have lateral epicondylitis, better known as tennis elbow. Would you like me to tell you how to fix it?
Yeah.
Without a cortisone shot?
Yeah.
Do you have enough time?
Let's go.
No,
give us clapper vision here.
So, every doctor you're going to meet is going to tell you to give you a shot. Every doctor you're going to meet is going to give you a forearm band or a wrist.
Wearing one of those bands.
Forget about it.
Yeah.
You, big, strong Scott Kaplan, and you, George, you look fantastic,
by the way.
I want you to go to a sporting goods store online, not a 3-pound, but because you're strong, a 5-pound dumbbell.
Yep.
Rest it on the table like I'm doing here, holding the dumbbell. Lift up. It's going to hurt. To fatigue, put it down. 3 hours later, do it 4 or 5 times during the day. What you're doing is strengthening the other two muscles, extensor carpi radialis longus and brevis, and brachial radialis. These are the muscles that are... And here's a clapper vision.
Boom!
You know how Velcro comes together?
Yeah.
The way under the microscope your muscle attaches to the bone, they're called Sharpie's fibers, it literally looks like two pieces of Velcro attached under the microscope. Tennis elbow or lateral epicondylitis is literally ripping the Velcro apart deep onto the bone.
Well, it hurts like a mofo,
I can tell you that. And that hurts. So, by strengthening the other muscles, doing this, and it's not better in a week or two. I promise you, 3-4 weeks, not only will the pain go away, it will never come back again.
I'm telling you right now, I can't grip things. Like, if somebody goes to shake my hand, I'm like, ow!
Yes, that's the extensor of your wrist, and they anchor to this side of the elbow.
Shake my hand really strong, George.
Can you demonstrate that one more time?
Right, so dumbbell on the forearm resting on the table, lift up. Ah, it's going to hurt. Put it down. A couple hours later, do it again. You do this 4 or 5 times during the day.
Yeah, you see?
3-4 weeks into it, it'll go away, and it will never come back in.
Never.
No cortisone shots and no surgery.
I thought I was going to live with this pain the rest of my life.
Yeah, now you know. Dr. Clapper helped you. Clapper vision.
Clapper vision. Velcro.
Isn't it annoying when you're an orthopedic surgeon and every time you see somebody, they ask you about some injury they have?
You know, Scott Kaplan, it's not only not annoying. You know, I surf, right? I surf in Ventura. They know that I get up at the crack of dawn. People, I don't even know what Gaviota is, but in the way up there, Dr. Clapper's going to be surfing. At about 8 o'clock, he'll be done. The parking lot. I'm wet. I'm, you know, completely naked from surfing with the wetsuit. They line up. Hey, Dr. Clapper, can I ask you about my shoulder, my knee? And I love it.
All right.
The Weekend Warrior Show, you can hear it tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. on 710 ESPN or the new ESPN LA app.
There you go. Dr. Clapper, congratulations.
Thank you, Dr. Clapper.
And thank you for always being a part of our shenanigans. We appreciate
it.
Are you going to fix the trophy tonight? You going to put some glue on there?
Clapper vision for the trophy.
Boom.
Methyl methacrylate. It's an acrylic cement. I have plenty of that for the hip replacement.
Oh, there you go. Beautiful. That's good.
All right. I haven't been able to stop sweating.
since
yeah, you
the
are
frickin',
schwitzing there.
Right, since the whole like jump rope excursion, I can't stop sweating. I knew this was going to happen to me.
Yeah.
That's why I brought a second shirt.
All right, coming up next, let's get into the disaster that was yesterday.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do that.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Sedano and Cap, live from the SoCal Hyundai ESPNLA Golf Classic. On this day in 1989, the number one hit, NKOTB. I think I hit the post, right? Hanging tough. Of course, the SoCal Hyundai ESPNLA Golf Classic, presented by Coors Light, Madison Brown Ice Cream, and Black Irish Cream, benefiting the V Foundation for Cancer Research. What happened?
There was a mic kind of going buzzing.
We got a buzzing mic?
Yeah, something was going on there.
Also, thank you to our partners, Valvoline Instant Oil Change, Cayman Jack, and Ray Azul. Got to hang tough, Cappy, even when your mic's buzzing.
How is that ice cream? Have you tried it?
So, Amanda and I tried it. Oh, now I hear the buzzing, too.
Maybe it's the phone?
We got buzzing from the phone? Discombobulation?
Yeah.
It's okay. We're at a golf course.
Ice cream? Go ahead. What?
Amanda and I tried the Madison Brown, but they ran out of spoons because it was so popular.
Oh.
So you can see the video on social media.
So there's no more ice cream?
We just put our face right into it. I was just eating it right out of the car.
So let me get this straight. So we arrived here.
Yeah.
And there's no more free food.
Yeah, but
there's free food.
Well, you just ate.
No, I know, but none of the the ice cream, the
they ran out.
The chicken stuff, like what?
Red chicks?
The
Red chicks is gone?
Yeah.
They're gone already.
It's all gone. We got here, there's nothing for us.
Let me tell you something.
You had a Cobb salad, Cappy.
I did have a Cobb salad, but then I had some of George's pork.
Yeah, it was delicious.
I ate some of George's pork.
Cuban pork is nice.
Of course,
and let me tell you something. When you take the spicy pork and you put it in your belly and then you do 100 jump ropes, there could be a moment where I have to leave the show for a few.
Do you want a 7-Up?
Maybe like a ginger ale or something?
There's
got to be ginger ale.
Yeah.
It's a golf course.
I know it is.
Yeah.
I mean, the stomach is like saying, why did you do that to me?
Yeah, it was delicious, though.
It was really good.
Yeah.
Were you impressed with my jump roping skills?
I was. You keep asking for affirmation.
Well, because I had to focus, George.
Yeah.
Do we have video of it? Is it on at ESPN Los Angeles?
Yeah, it's on here. Yeah.
Twitter and Instagram?
Yeah.
What about Facebook?
Maybe. I don't know.
He doesn't use Facebook. I still use Facebook.
Not since 2012.
You want me to go get you a ginger ale?
No, I'm good.
You sure?
I'm having an iced tea.
You got an Arnold Palmer.
Well, I wanted an iced tea. But it's like a half an iced tea, and it's like a little bit of an Arnold Palmer.
Yeah. When can we have the alcohol?
You're the guy who's like, hey, can I get an iced tea with just a splash of lemonade?
No, I didn't do that. What happened is I went to get you an Arnold Palmer, and then the bartender in here, Stacy, who's adorable, and she's wonderful, and she's great, and she's smiling, and she's happy. She actually went to put a little lemonade in mine, and I was like, no, it's okay. So then I can taste it a little bit.
A little bit?
You sucked that Arnold Palmer right down.
They're delicious.
Yeah.
Okay now. So anyhow.
Palmers are good. Arnold Palmer's birthday tomorrow, by the way.
It is, yes.
How old is he?
Rest in peace.
Well, he's not alive
he's
anymore.
He's dead now. You know that, right?
All right, so I brought him alive.
You did. Right.
We
should do a fine on that one, too, actually.
You unkilled
I brought him
back,
resuscitated
dude.
Someone that was dead already. Yes. So this thing yesterday was a complete unmitigated disaster.
You think?
There's no other way. There's no way to sugarcoat that game yesterday, okay? That thing was a mess. And here's the thing. I watched the post-game press conference. Did you?
Uh-huh.
Now, Sean McVay does what any good coach does, right?
He's like, takes responsibility.
It's on me. Yep. I didn't get the guys prepared. This is me. I made some bad calls. Ba-ba-bing, ba-da-boom, ba-da-bang, ba-da-bang. And here's the deal. I don't care if Bill Belichick, Bill Walsh, Sean McVay, Don Shula, Chuck Knoll,
What about Vince Lombardi?
Vince Lombardi.
Okay,
all of
sure.
If they were all on the staff together.
Yeah.
The Bills are kicking their ass yesterday. Mm-hmm. And here's why.
Okay.
A, they're the better team. It's fairly obvious now, mm-hmm. okay? And B, the Rams were really bad at executing. And that, to me, is a player's thing. When Matthew Stafford is throwing interceptions, it's one thing to throw interceptions. Look, he threw a lot of interceptions last year. I forgave him for a lot of that stuff. But to me, the one I couldn't forgive him on, it's a 7-point game mm-hmm. in the second half.
Okay.
And you are doing a no-look pass
oh, dude.
On first down.
Yeah.
And you're and it gets picked off.
Is that the one that hit off Cooper Kupp's hands?
Yeah.
Okay.
And you're going no-look pass.
Yeah.
Okay? You got to be a little more serious than that. Okay? Like, you, first of all, I don't know about you. Didn't it look to you that he did not have the proper zip on his ball after this elbow procedure we found out thanks to Adam Schefter yesterday?
Now, that was also, by the way, very, very telling. All we've been hearing from the Rams is he's fine.
Yeah.
He's on a pitch
Of course
count.
He's fine. He right. had surgery that we didn't know.
Well, I found it somewhat interesting that it came out yesterday.
Yeah.
That he had whatever this procedure is, and I don't remember what it's called, where they, like, PRP, PTP, PTS, I don't know what it was called.
Yeah, OPP.
Yes. So
naughty by nature.
A lot of people do think that in watching him with the naked eye on television.
I didn't feel like he had the zip on
him. Okay. But let me overreact for you, okay? I want to really, really, really overreact for you right now. The Rams are done.
Like, done for the season?
Yeah, because I'm overreacting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because I'm overreacting.
I don't think they're done for the season. But they're not. Listen, there's a lot. There's more holes in this team than I thought there were going
to
be.
Well, remember you were saying earlier in the week, it's hard to believe that the Rams are at home and they're underdogs like this.
Yeah.
When you think they're better today than they were a year ago.
On paper.
Okay. So I called DeMarco the other day.
Yeah.
I said, DeMarco, you think the Rams are better on paper right now than they were when they won the Super Bowl? And he went, no. I said, well, tell me why. He started off with Andrew Whitworth. He said, and it's not just the player on the field. He goes, do you know that when the Rams would get done with games and they would all go into the locker room and McVay is waiting to, like, do his post-game speech, they're waiting until Whitworth gets into the locker room. When Whitworth is in, that's when McVay speaks. In other words, he was their leader.
Mm-hmm.
They lost that.
Yeah.
Not only did they lose a great player, they lost the leadership
yeah.
of Whitworth. So for everybody that told me that Note Boom was going to be just fine filling in for Whitworth, did Von Miller look like the guy who won the MVP of the Super Bowl for Denver like in 10 years ago?
Yeah, he looked better than he did here.
100% right.
Yeah.
So first things first, you have virtually no running game. You had almost no pass protection last night because Stafford got sacked like he was playing for the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
So first thing
And Stafford was reckless.
Agreed. So I'll just say this. If you're going to really, really, really overreact, because there's only been one game played so far in the NFL.
Yeah.
So everybody's overreacting with how great Buffalo is.
Yeah.
And I'm overreacting with how bad the Rams are.
Right. Well, to me, the story is the Rams. Everybody knew the Bills would be good. I think that people were surprised at how bad the Rams were.
But here's, let me give you, I'm going to call this good news.
Okay.
The Rams needed, and it's a good thing that it happened in game one, the Rams needed to get smacked.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because let me tell you something.
Tell me.
I'm going to tell you right now.
Tell me.
You win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And it's pretty natural to get very full of yourself.
Yeah.
Everybody within the Rams
right
now, well, let me rephrase that. Yesterday at this time,
yeah.
everybody was very full of themselves.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel like everybody was as grounded.
Yeah.
But getting beat up
yeah.
at home
right.
in the opening game.
Sure.
That will ground you and humble you.
Yeah, I mean, look what happened to the Packers last year. I mean, they still went pretty far, right? They lost
they got smashed in the first game, right?
38-3?
Right. So, listen, I'll overreact by just jokingly saying it's over, it's done. But I'll just say this. The Super Bowl champions of last year are gone. You know, they picked up Von Miller during the year. They picked up Odell Beckham during the year. Matthew Stafford got better later in the year.
Yeah.
It's only game one, but they needed, in my opinion, to be humbled a little bit.
Yeah. Like the Iron Sheik humbled people with the camel clutch?
Iran number one.
Yeah, yeah.
Iran number one. Pui USA.
Yeah.
Right, just like that.
Just like that. Okay.
Yeah, they got Cobra clutched last night in a big way.
Yeah, camel clutched.
Oh, that
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
The other part of it is, organizationally speaking, I'm kind of shocked at what I saw yesterday and what I heard because we were watching the game last night.
Although you could, if you were a wrestler, you could do the Cobra Clutch. That could be your thing.
I would have like my own finishing move.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? What I should show you is I'll show you one of my favorite moves, George.
Your favorite finishing move?
Well, it's one of my favorite finishing
moves. What does Rachel say about that?
Rachel? She kind of likes it.
Yeah.
The Cobra Clutch? She kind of likes it.
Scott, I like your Cobra Clutch.
I will say this, though. Organizationally, the Rams.
Yes.
You talk about being humbled.
Humbled, yes.
Not just the team itself, not just the coaching staff.
The franchise.
The whole franchise.
Yeah. I mean, and people were out ready to roast them.
I cannot believe the crowd situation.
I told you.
Yeah, but you didn't tell me.
No, Lindsay actually had it. So I went a step above you. I said somewhere between like 33% and 40%. Lindsay had it right. She said 50 or more.
I said it would be at least half. Bills fans are crazy.
They are crazy.
They are crazy.
You underestimated them. But no, you said 80-20 yeah. Rams fans.
Because it's not that I underestimated the Bills fans. The worst situation.
Yeah.
I actually overestimated the Rams fans.
Oh.
I overestimated that because you won the Super Bowl in
that
your home
you'd
stadium,
show out.
That you would show out last night. And the Rams fans, I'm not blaming fans. I think what happens is ticket brokers buy up these tickets and then they sell them to the opposing fans.
Yeah, but then but some of the home fans sell them too because they sell the whole season in a couple of games.
I'm watching the game last night and Rachel says to me, she goes, "Isn't this game in L.A.?" And I said, "Yeah." And she said, "Sounds like it's in Buffalo."
Yeah.
I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
That's good Rachel analysis.
It really is.
We should have Rachel on to break
good,
it down.
That's good audible analysis.
Yeah.
You better not be all tuckered out tonight because of your 100 push-ups. 100 jump ropes, honey.
I still haven't been able to stop sweating.
Yeah. Hey, let's talk about this week's slate with Fat Jack. We were talking gambling with Ireland earlier. Fat Jack from Fat Jack Sports is going to stop by. We are here at the ESPN LA Golf Classic brought to you by SoCal Hyundai, correct?
SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic.
Yes.
Presented by Coors Light,
okay.
Madison Brown Ice Cream, and Black Irish Cream.
All right. So Fat Jack.
I didn't even try there. You just lost it on your
fat,
own.
Fat Jack is going to join us in a second.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Shinano and Cap, your afternoon drive, Friday afternoon. The SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA Golf Classic. On this day in 1995, the number one hit, Coolio. Gangsta's Paradise, of course, off that Dangerous Mind soundtrack.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Cappy.
You know it.
You got to put signs in the air.
Hell yeah.
Don't do that, actually. You
got to show your colors.
Yeah, I used to have my hair just like Coolio's.
Yeah?
Back in the day.
When they say, show me your colors, what are you going to do?
Yeah, yeah.
Such an idiot.
Seriously.
All right, we're going to talk to our pal Fat Jack here in just a moment.
The following interview is paid for in full by the Fat Jack Sports Hour.
At Fat Jack Sports is where you find him on Twitter and, of course, fatjacksports.com. Jack, how the hell are you?
Yeah, I'm loving that new rule, by the way, where you guys are announcing that. The TV stations pay me to come on, yet I'm paying you guys to come on. So I don't understand it exactly, but I'm excited about it. So
it's prime real estate, baby. Yeah, we're good. We're good. So what is the record right now? Because people are like, you know, Jack, your record on your website is good, but you're not helping the people here with the freebies. You know what I'm saying? So what do we got here this week?
Freebies are like going to Costco and trying to live off the free samples. All right, if you're trying to live off the free samples, you're never going to get nourished. If you want to win, you need consistent winning plays. All you have to do is go to the website. Every play that everybody gets around the country is posted and documented there, including the Los Angeles Rams last night. So if you believe that I post the losses, you should believe every single pick because everybody gets the same ones. I'm 100% transparent. And what you'll see is last Friday we were 3-0. Last Saturday we were 2-1. We won on Monday night. We lost last night with the Rams. I know a lot of Rams fans are upset about that, but you know what? You're going to lose some when you're on the sharp side. The general public does win some, and that's okay. But if you stay it with quality selections long term, you're going to make money. And that's what my clients do. And from all 50 states and about 20 other countries for the last 27 years, they get quality plays texted to their cell phone or emailed to them. And then I post and we document it so that everybody knows you're getting the best play. So Freebies will only take you so far, but, you know, this is a good weekend, though. With the start of the NFL, of course, week three of college football, there's some easy money to be made, it looks like, at least.
All right, so tell me where you think you're most confident in right now that you can tell the folks.
Right. Sure, so let's start in the NFL, because opening week of the NFL, the general public typically has a rough time. The NFL is a underdog-driven league, all right? The last 4 years, underdogs have outperformed the favorites. The 37% of all underdogs last year won the game straight up. And the underdogs in week one last year went 12-4 against the spread. So if you're a guy that likes to play the best team, and that's what you typically look at, and or like to go over, you're probably going broke in the NFL. So you've got to be real careful. Try to find some trends and some things. Admit to yourself the league is very evenly matched. The top 10% is really good. The bottom 10% really bad. Everybody else is kind of in the middle. And take advantage of some of those spots from 1 year to the next. So a good example of that, teams that won 4 to 6 games last year, somewhere in that 4 to 6 game range, they're on a 66% cover the following year, which makes sense. Teams that are pretty bad but not really bad, they draft pretty well, they get an easier schedule, and in week one they typically cover. This year, there's 5 teams in that zone, both New York teams, the Bears, Carolina, and Houston. So expect 3 of those 5 to most likely cover. It's just a general number that you can look at where teams will improve from the previous year to week one of the next year. Another good trend going into week one, look for a team like the Steelers. Listen, Mitchell Trubisky can't throw it in Lake Michigan when he was at Chicago. But Mike Tomlin is the best coach in the league by far now that Sean Payton's not in the league against the spread as an underdog. He's 41-23-2 against the spread as a dog. As a road dog, he's 29-19 against the spread. As an underdog on the road, Mike Tomlin's Pittsburgh Steelers are 23-26 straight up. He wins almost half of his games outright when you give him points. He's getting 6.5 from Cincinnati. I think most people, including myself, think there will be a general regression from them off the great year last year. So I would take the Steelers plus the 6.5 as well.
All right. Hey, Fat Jack, I want to talk to you, and I want to get your opinions. And look, there's a lot of great games, but the one game I think I'm most interested in on Sunday afternoon is the Raiders at the Chargers. Should be a mostly Raider crowd for a Charger home opener. What do you think about this game?
Yeah, we saw that last night, all right? I mean, the L.A. teams, for whatever reason, they do have to fight some crowd noise. And, of course, it didn't matter if the Rams last year in the Super Bowl. And so they can get by that. It's always an interesting anomaly, though, when you have these teams that are at home but they're not having the home crowd. And when the Raiders come to town, when you've got the Oakland group coming down, a lot of Raider fans are in L.A., and then a lot of transfer plants will come over from Vegas, you're going to get a predominantly Raider crowd. I like where the new coaching staff is going with them, but this is one of those wait-and-see games for me. If you make me play it, I have a lean toward the Chargers. I do think that their quarterback is the real deal. I would go ahead and lay the 3 or 3.5, even though it is I just got through saying it's an underdog-type league. I would go ahead and lay the points there. L.A. 5-0 against the spread their last – or excuse me, 5-0 to the over their last 5 games. And 6-1 to the over their last seven at home. And so they typically give up points and score points at home. I don't think Vegas wants to get in a shootout. We saw what happened in the playoffs last year, or going into the playoffs, that play-in game. But I do think the Chargers are going to move the ball and be pretty efficient. So I'd lay the 3.5. I'd also go over the 52.
Fat Jack, go to his website, fatjacksports.com. Follow him on Twitter, @FatJackSports. Is there anything in college we should be looking at? I know USC is up at Stanford, and it's interesting because it feels like a lot of the moves have been, at least the sharp moves, have been on Stanford from what I've noticed on that particular game.
Yeah, people that know what they're doing are not ready to buy into USC's defense just yet. And there's a little bit of an overreaction. You're typically going to find some value in teams that put up a bunch of points in week one, and we'll see this next week in the NFL, where teams that really perform well, you won't get any value with them because the general public has that recency bias where they go with what they just saw. So I'm a wait and see because I don't love what Stanford's doing. Their coach is very good at covering the number league. You know, in college football, he's in the top 5 of covering the number, 61-45 against the spread over the last 106 games. So he typically does outperform the number. But Lincoln Riley's always dangerous offensively, and if their defense plays halfway decent, and or that Stanford offense is not up to it, then they're gonna be in that thing. So I'd wait and see there. A couple of easier spots that will be a little uncomfortable to play for some people. But I like teams like Kansas State laying 8 or 8.5 against a Missouri team that doesn't score very well. Kansas State super deep defensively. Expect them to hold Missouri down and be able to score enough at home. They also 4-1 against the spread, their last 5 at home. The Kansas Jayhawks, last week I had Texas San Antonio as my upset alert over Houston. They end up losing. They were getting 4, but they lost by 2 at double or triple overtime with the new overtime rules. So they got there against the number. The Kansas Jayhawks are in that spot this week. West Virginia coming off the backyard brawl against Pitt. Kansas is not going to fire anybody up on film, but they're doing a really good job. They're really deep, and they're in a lot of games last year, including beating the University of Texas. West Virginia only beat Kansas 34-28 last year. And I think this game goes right down the wire. I play Kansas plus the points. And then Alabama, Texas, we're going to see what the SEC really is. Nationally, I think they're trying to hype this game up. Texas is a pretender. They're a peacock. They are not the real deal. They haven't been for years. So until further notice, you should bet against them. And with them going into the SEC, Nick Saban is going to want to prove a point, even against his assistant coach, in that they're going to continue beating Texas out recruiting-wise, and league-wise, they're going to need to set a statement here. I think they cover this number pretty easily against the Longhorns on Saturday. Play Alabama minus the point.
One of the things I like what I'm hearing, because we talked about this last week, is I'm the kind of person that would just bet on the games that I'm most interested in. So, like, the games that you're talking about,
he's finding value because he wants to win.
Correct.
You're just interested in watching stuff.
Well, that's right. So, like, I'm going to watch tomorrow, for example. Yeah. I'm going to watch Texas and Alabama in the morning. I'm going to watch Pitt and Tennessee in the afternoon. And then I'm going to watch USC and Stanford. So I would be more inclined to just bet on the games that I'm watching.
Right.
But, Fat Jack, what I like what I'm hearing from you is if you're trying to win, you got to go look outside of just what's on TV.
Yeah, I'm like you guys. I like to watch the games I want to watch, but I want to win money where it gives me the best chance to win money. And that's where I put my clients. I always tell, if you're betting with your heart at all, and that's what people do, they play the teams they like, they play the games on TV, you are really limiting yourself on how successful you can be. So what I tell people is, listen, go to FatJackSports.com, get the best place, text your cell phone or email to you, place those bets, and then go about your day. All right, when you get into profit, you don't have to sweat every single game. And so watch Texas, Alabama. Watch the games you want to watch. And by the way, the Vols are for real. Josh Heupel is for real on the offensive side of the ball. Them against Pitt is going to be a great game, and I do like Tennessee in that one, at least a little bit. They're scoring a ton of points on the road and at home. But a lot of times, especially when we get to basketball season, who the heck knows anything about Canisius? You know, or you know, some of the school Siena. But if those are the places that give us the best chance to make money, that's where we're going to be putting our money. So that's, it allows you to take your heart out of it and actually treat this more like an investment.
There he is, Fat Jack. Go to his website, FatJackSports.com. Follow him on Twitter, at FatJackSports. Jack, I'm on the website. I'm getting ready, okay? We're gonna get ready. We're going to win some money this week. You, sounds good to you?
Yeah. Anybody that signs up today, enter L.A., that letter L, letter A is your coupon code, and you'll save 20% off any package. I understand I'm new to a lot of people in Southern California, even though my daughter lives there. And I do have a lot of clients in Southern California. The people, I'm new to the people out there, but I've been doing this for 27 years. If you sign up once, you're going to come back because you're going to get transparency, honesty, and most importantly, you're going to win a lot more times than you lose. So enter that LA coupon code if you're out there. Get signed up this week and take a shot. I promise you, there's no upselling, no callbacks, nothing like that. Just solid winning selections. Text to your cell phone or email to you.
FatJackSports.com. Code is LA. Follow him on Twitter, at FatJackSports. Thanks, brother. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Guys, have a great week. NFL season is here. Enjoy it. I'll see you soon.
Yes.
All right,
sir.
Man.
You too. All right, we'll take a quick.
At least he admitted this, though.
Yeah.
At least he admitted that he said to us earlier in the week that he liked the Rams.
He did.
You know? And so we all
he's not lying.
Him.
Yeah, he's
right.
Telling
it's all
you.
Documented,
it's all documented
on his site,
like the winners and the losers. So there you go. All right, quick break. We're here at Black Gold for the ESPN LA Golf Classic, of course.
SoCal Hyundai ESPN LA
SoCal
Golf Classic.
SoCal Hyundai ESPN and Golf
presented
Classic.
By Coors Light, Madison Brown Ice Cream, and Black Irish Cream.
Yes, absolutely. All right, we will return with what you need to know next.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and
The Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.